Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oakland residents won't have a new mayor until at least tomorrow, as Lauren Taylor and Barbara Lee remain in a tight race. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. Phil, what is taking so long?
Well, it could be tomorrow, or it could be a week from Friday. We don't know. The fact of the matter is, Alameda County still has about 42,000 uncounted ballots out there. That's a hefty number.
Whoa. 42,000 or 4,200?
Yeah, 42,000, I believe.
Wow.
What we've got is a situation where, you know, there's a lot of people came in with their mail-in ballots at the last minute and such like that. And it's just a normal thing. Normal in that, you know, other counties may count faster. Alameda is just notoriously slow. They were slow this time. They were slow the last mayoral election. And they've been slow for as long as I can remember. And it can be very frustrating, but they say, you know, it's accuracy is their goal, and that if they did counts in between, it would slow them down even further. So it's frustrating, but that's the way it is. And it's frustrating because the race is so close.
And it is really close. And I'm just wondering, what percentage of the vote has been counted so far if 42,000 are still outstanding?
Well, they counted 49,000, so that's, I'd say, about, you know, a little less than half is still to go.
That's a really large percentage. And I was looking at on the website at alamedacounty.gov, there's ways to tabulate it, and of course you need to go to the ranked choice voting tabulations, and you go through nine rounds, it looks a little wider when you go down to round nine. But I mean, if you're talking about nearly half the votes counted, I mean, you can't even pay attention to this.
Well, no. What we also have here, though, is that, you know, the two leading candidates, Barbara Lee and Lauren Taylor, are, you know, significantly ahead. It's just so far ahead. They, like, one's got, you know, 49% of the vote. The other's got 51. So what we're talking about is the majority of the votes went one way or the other on first place picks. So the ranked choice diminishes there. I think that one of the bigger questions is, where are the votes from? Are they from the flatlands, which are heavily renters and lower income, which have been voting for former Congresswoman Barbara Lee? Or are they from the more moderate hill zones, where the homeowners are, who has actually turned out to vote? So you combine that with the ranked choice and the way to count them, and this race could go either way.
Are they using machines? Please tell me they're using machines. Are they counting by hand?
Well, you know, they've got to open the ballots a lot. You know, we do vote by mail. So, you know, you got to open the envelope, spread out the things, and feed them into the machine. That takes some time. You know, imagine if you had 42,000 envelopes you had to open. Now, they have crews working on it. But, you know, like I said, most counties I know, they take a day or two off after the election because it's so stressful just to get the votes in. And then they really slam it. But Alameda takes its time. And well, time will tell.
Yes, that is absolutely right. And as you say, accuracy matters at the end of the day. That is KCBS insider Phil Matier.